MEMA and Massachusetts State Police have a partnership with Nextdoor, which is a private social network for neighborhoods that has been around for a while, their company. But recently they approached us at the state level and worked with us to give us access and accounts to be able to send information out over their platform. So day-to-day, the platform is set up. There's different neighborhoods and communities across the state and across the country. And those neighborhoods are often used for many community-based, you know, notifications, missing pets, maybe people looking for referral services for someone in their neighborhood. But now this gives us a new way to push information out to the public.
So these are virtual neighborhoods that consists of people who actually physically live in the same neighborhood.
That's right. So Nextdoor has a process where when people sign up on their platform, they verify people's address using a couple different methods to make sure that they're real and they do live in that address. So generally, day-to-day, people like that functionality because it allows them to make sure that they're real neighbors in their community so that when they're putting information out there that it's, you know, trusted people and real people in their neighborhood. And that being said, even though people sign up and may put information in that they share with their neighbors, MEMA and the state police don't have any access to that personal information from those people. We really have more of a one-way push of information, but we don't see any of that information that they might be sharing.
So what are the advantages for someone who is utilizing this platform now, who's a member of Nextdoor? What are the advantages to that person of this partnership you've announced?
So for people that are using Nextdoor or maybe who are considering using Nextdoor or interested in it, it's really another way that we can get some of our information out. You know, in terms of the strategy we use when there's storms coming or severe weather going on, we really try to get the information and word out in many different methods possible because many people consume information different methods or they may be looking at one platform and not the other. So it's really an additional tool that we have in our toolbox so that if there's a significant winter storm or a tropical storm coming up the coast or any other information that we want to get out before, during, or after an emergency, this is another tool that we can use to reach people.
And from I know you don't speak for law enforcement, but from a law enforcement perspective and from what they talked about at the news conference, what are the advantages for the Massachusetts State Police to be involved in this?
It's a very, very similar idea in terms of, you know, both us and the state police. We really want to get our information out and be on platforms where people are. You know, we want to communicate with them in the ways they're already consuming information. So, you know, this really builds off our other social media platforms. Both MEMA and state police are already big users on Facebook and Twitter. But we know Nextdoor is another sort of growing platform that has a lot of users and has over 2,400 what they call neighborhoods across the state of clusters of people. So similarly, they're able to get that information out. And the other interesting piece here is that it allows us to sort of geo-target neighborhoods or counties or parts of the state. So if there's something going on in the southeast part of the state or in the western part of the state, both MEMA and the state police can send our messaging to those areas without getting the other parts of the state that might not be involved without sending it to them. Similarly, if we have an event that's going on across the state, a significant winter storm, we can still send it to everyone, but it also allows us to target a little bit better some of our messaging.
Is there an opportunity here for people to alert the authorities when they think something suspicious may be going on? I know you said that the authorities cannot access private information through this network, but can people contact the authorities through this network?
There is an ability to send messages to agencies like State Police and MEMA through the Nextdoor platform. It's not a replacement for calling 911 in an emergency or calling people's local police departments because these platforms and even our social media platforms are not monitored 24 hours a day, and they're really not designed as the primary reporting method. If people see you know, a crime going on or have an emergency situation and need help or suspicious activity, that we really encourage people to follow the traditional route of calling 911 or their local police department.
How can people in Massachusetts who are interested in this Nextdoor platform sign up for it?
So they can check it out. There's a couple of different ways to sign up. One is on their website, nextdoor.com. They also have smartphone applications for iPhones and Androids that people can download. You know, we're joining this partnership, but we're also joining on. There's already about 53 other public safety agencies in Massachusetts. There's several, many local police departments already involved and already using it at a local level. So this ability to use it at the state level really enhances that messaging and gives another way to get that information out to those people. But again, they might be seeing it from their local police department as well, depending on where they live and what neighborhoods they're in.